Hi, this is James from Reggie and the Full Effect, and you're listening to the Drunken Lullabies podcast.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's The Voice. It is episode 128. I appreciate you tuning in and remaining loyal to this crazy little podcast. And the most loyal of all, of course, is Distill Brewery, who sponsors us. And Distill Brewery was founded in Bloomington, Illinois, and has been boycotting Blantz since 2013. Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of beers that are anything but bland. From the Wild Sour line to the barrel-aged St. Decara series, Distill's award-winning beers include something for everyone, with options like Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Syncopathic, and Dos Vidania. Distill doesn't disappoint, so we here at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott Bland alongside us, support flavor, drink Distill. And we will drink some Distill a little bit later when it's that special time at the end of the show. And as always, if you're drinking Distill or any beer for that matter, drink responsibly. Make sure you're conscious of your BAC and all that fun stuff. Get home safe, because
hey, we all have Matt Potts.
Yeah, exactly. And that voice you just heard, he's no stranger to this show, and this location is no stranger to the show. This is the third episode we've recorded here. Matt, you've been a part of all of them, obviously.
It's hard to believe I came to all three of them.
I know. The last time, it was just me and you. The first time, it was me, you, and Mark, Mark Alghini. Now we have a different Mark. What's up with that?
We have no originality whatsoever.
Yeah.
I think we're...
Well, you've heard Mark on the show last time you were on Drunk at the Movies.
I did both. I did
Flight of the Navigator. And I can't remember the episode number, but it was me, you, and Daryl.
Daryl.
Yeah, that was a fun one. So welcome back to the show, Mark. And we are here at the Fox Pub, my former place of employment and hanging
kind
out.
Of.
Not, yeah. It was a place I worked.
You popped in and out occasionally.
And now I'm just back to being a guy on the other side of the bar and paying for my drinks now.
Are you doing that a lot now? Is that what you're doing now that you don't work here anymore?
Yeah, I'm just drinking.
You're just going to the bar a lot?
Professionally, yeah. No, I'm in my dress shirt and tie and... You guys are here in shorts.
You're looking
and
mighty fine.
Yeah,
Justin.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate
this,
it.
This is my work attire.
Well, you know what's looking mighty fine, aside from you guys, is this beer in front of me, and this is one I'm no stranger to. We actually featured this brewery a couple weeks ago, and that is Riggs Beer Company, out of Urbana, Illinois, and we're drinking beers that are currently available at the Fox, and this one. Fantastic for a day like today. It's a good old Kolsch. It's a light, crisp, and easy drinking one for those warm, sunny days. And, you know, the ABV is...
That's very true.
Very manageable at 4.6%. So, sessionable. You can crush a lot of these.
It's a great gateway beer to craft beer, too, so...
You don't have to make out with the microphone.
Not that you have... A lot of gateway craft beer drinkers that listen to your podcast, but
you never know.
Well, maybe their girlfriends are in the background.
Maybe. So the reason we're here,
I missed a radio. Sorry.
Yeah, I know, right? At 99.9, you got to be right all up on it. Yeah. That's all right.
You got to smooch it.
Yeah, we got to get Roxy in the background laughing at what we say. It's the fifth annual North Peoria Craft Beer Fest. 5 years strong. Cinco in Mayo.
I can't believe I'm still doing it.
Right.
So, and we're doing it even bigger this year.
Well, I remember last year, it was bigger, and now you're just taking it up another notch.
Well, we got the same amount of beers, but finding 100 beers is tough enough in itself. Finding 100 beers from the state of Illinois Makes it.
It's the bicentennial, man.
I wanted to make it even harder on myself. Yeah. So
they all draft.
Of course. Well, every year.
I'm just making sure. You never know. You may have had to, you know, take some liberties with the demands.
They're all draft.
All draft.
And we even have a VIP portion this year.
Yeah, I saw that. What does the VIP get you?
So aside from regular entrance is $5.
Okay.
And that includes the commemorative tasting glass. VIP gets you a commemorative t-shirt.
Okay.
It gets you, we're going to have 5 special draft beers, a couple firkins.
Okay.
From 5 local brews. So we got Distill.
Heard of them.
Triptych.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Blind Pig.
Yep.
White Oak and Industry.
Nice.
Are all doing special beers specifically for VIP. So 5-ounce pours of those beers are included.
Okay.
And then we got 5 local restaurants that'll be doing food tastings as well.
Excellent.
So we got...
So the kitchen isn't going to have to handle all the workload and hunger demands
No. We need all our resources that we can have.
Yeah.
So we'll get a little bit of food and 150 people, and the kitchen can feed the other...
There you go.
1,800.
Food and drinks are a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go well together.
And hopefully weather will be beautiful like today.
Like yesterday.
Most recent weekend, we're recording it following Cinco de Mayo weekend. And yeah, it was very nice. And I think Wing Fest was going on yesterday.
I missed out on that one again.
Yeah, sure. I missed that one too.
I've never been. My friend Andy dresses up like a chicken for it. Like, he's paid to do that. Yeah, he doesn't like buy a ticket and go down dressed as a chicken.
What does that resume look like? How does that?
They give him free wings.
It's with the radio station.
He's got a giant costume on. So.
I think he's a cannibal.
He just gets screwed over.
Yeah. So, it's the 5th year. The tickets, like you said, you explain the VIP and the regular tickets. Those are just, you can just get them walk up. You don't have to buy them.
Yeah, just the day advance. Of. I mean, it's $5.
Yeah,
you know, we could pre-sell tickets and.
But real, what's the point?
Yeah,
that's just a lot of extra work.
What about VIP? Do you have to?
VIP, you have to buy ahead of time. Mm-hmm. We'll cut that off probably next Wednesday.
Okay.
Just so we can tell all the food vendors.
Right.
If for some reason we don't sell out, we expect to sell out.
Okay.
We've sold about half of them so far.
And where do people 2 weeks out obtain these VIP tickets?
On our website, thefoxpubandcafe.com. Go to the event.
You're the webmaster?
I am, yes.
Something else to add to your resume.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Do you have a Facebook page also that will direct you that way?
Yes. If you go to the Facebook, there is a... There's a link that'll direct you right to, if you go to like the event page.
Yeah.
You can go straight to the VIP.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Are you going to add all this stuff to Untappd and stuff again? Or?
We are.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Who gets to do that?
That'll be me.
Oh, okay.
Didn't put you on the spot or anything like that.
So we haven't announced any beers yet, obviously.
Yeah, I didn't know. This coming out a mere 6 days before the event.
No. 13 days.
You're right. No. 12
days.
We're in the future.
Oh, coming out then, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, in the future.
Not from today.
Oh, okay.
They're listening to this. It's...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 13th.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Happy May 13th.
So 6 days from...
Yes.
When everybody listens to this. Yeah, that's when the event will be. I'm pretty sure that I'll have the beer list up by then.
You can check it out. There'll be places to find it. The event page on Facebook gets updated regularly to let you know what's going on. And, you know, all the area heavy hitters are going to be here representing.
Definitely.
Bringing their beers. And it's going to be a good time.
Yeah. So we'll have over 40 breweries that are participating.
Nice.
So it's a good representation of the whole state.
Are there balloon animals again?
That was the fall event, and that's the family-friendly event.
Oh, okay. Don't bring your kids to this one.
The rule is if you can wear them, you can bring them.
Okay.
All right. So, I hate to see somebody wearing their 12-year-old, but...
I've seen Stranger Things.
But I don't know if I'll kick them out if it happens.
Right. So. Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, well, I'll probably kick both of them out.
So, this Riggs Kolsch, Mark... you travel around and go to a lot of different breweries. Have you actually made it out to Riggs yourself to check the place?
I have not, okay. Unfortunately. Yeah, I it's one of the things that's on my list to do for sure. I've appreciated a few of their beers, that kind of thing, and yeah. Definitely want to get out there at some point.
It's nice to see them available on draft in the Peoria market now. Mm-hmm. They don't bottle and can, you know, you can't go to the Benny's and pick
that's
it
one
up.
Of the things mm-hmm. I love about them.
Yeah, you have to get it on draft at your favorite establishments, because I'll be honest, I'm not driving all the way to Urbana just to have a beer. Usually if I'm in the area, I'd stop by and have one. So it's nice when I can go to like Blue Duck or something and have a Hefe while I'm eating some barbecue.
Or the Fox.
That's where I was going next. Oh. And then you go mind. To the Fox and you have some fish and chips and you get a Kolsch to go with it.
Just go to all the animal restaurants.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
They all carry Riggs.
I'll have to ask him if that's a conscientious choice or something. So, yeah, Mark, I would highly recommend it. I know you've been to Triptych several times. So
Triptych?
Not too far from there. Well worth checking out on your next Triptych trek.
For sure.
Another Matt that's there at the Matt Riggs.
Mm-hmm. That's who he came and hung out at Drunken Lullaby Studios in the basement.
Did he?
Just me and him.
Oh, wow. Just
drinking a flight together and talking shop.
So that was another just two-person show.
It
huh?
was. Wow. And I told him the last one I did was me and you. And then I did it with another Matt. So I just, you know, we didn't want to make things awkward, so we brought Mark in today. We thought your wife Courtney was going to be here originally. Yeah. She's, but then she realized she was going to have to hang out with
some
with
people
me.
Don't know, even know if she actually exists. So
she exists. Yeah. She gave me a Christmas card a week ago. That was great.
I was a witness.
Yeah. That was so confusing for me.
Does Riggs have food at their...
They do not.
They do not. Okay. So, nope. Just so people know.
Just go drink some beers. It's a very, very cool place. I mean, they grow some of their own crops to make their own beer. They have a farming background. So very DIY, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
So
for the first time I met him, he came in and he was with Patrick, and he was, you know, he was trying to introduce himself, and he goes, you know, I think Pat introduced me.
Okay.
And he goes, you know, Matt Riggs, and I go, no, Rixner. And he's like, no, that's my name. I'm like, oh. That was awkward.
I thought you were mispronouncing my name.
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to introduce myself, dude. Yeah. Well, we're keeping it all Illinois-centric this episode. You know, we're promoting the North Peoria Craft Beer Fest, and that is indirectly promoting the Illinois Bicentennial. So we are going to feature an Illinois band. It only seems appropriate. And this is a band that formed in 1991. I've been a fan of theirs since probably about 95, I think they came onto my radar. Talking about from Chicago, actually the Northwest suburbs, just in case. If you're like, they're not really from Chicago.
Suburbia.
They're from the suburbs, but the Smoking Popes is our band of the week. And one very cool thing that I wanted to mention, it's kind of a cross-promotion type thing. The Smoking Popes are actually going to be coming to the area on May 31st. They are going to be a part of Midwest Punk Fest at Night Shop in Bloomington. They are headlining night one, and playing right before the Smoking Popes is former Drunken Lullabies Band of the Week, Red City Radio. So you can go see two bands that you have heard on this podcast for $21.69 before web processing fees if you buy your ticket online. And I highly encourage you to do that, because I think night one's going to be a throwdown. It's a Thursday night, but Midwest Punk Fest, they're going to get rowdy on night one. It's going to be a good time. So here we go. This is one of my favorites off of the last full length from the album, This Is Only a Test. This is Wish We Were from the Smoking Popes.
There she stands, just like someone that you see on a movie screen, like a picture from the page of a magazine, and I have never seen a more beautiful beauty queen. And she stands just like something that was made a long time ago, like a statue by that guy Michelangelo, and she don't even know.
Was the Smoking Popes with Wish We Were, and I wish we were drinking another beer. And look at that, one just appeared right before me, and it's another one that I am well familiar with from our friend Brian Buss at Industry. This is the Standard Pale Ale, 6.3%, and it's just a sweet, it's sweet with some resiny hoppy goodness and a mildly bitter finish. That review comes courtesy of Tim Moyer. So, thanks, Untapped. Oh,
well, then it has to be right.
Tim knows what he's talking about. Have you seen? He knows a lot about cars and a lot about good beer. So, I don't even know if Tim listens, but I'll have to tell him I gave him a shout out.
Now he has to listen.
So, yeah, Buss is a good friend of ours. In fact, the last time I was here at the Fox, Buss was hanging out with us, and there was some live music going on, and I heard it was quite the happening. I had to bounce literally right before he started. But
it sucks.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, at least it was broadcasting live on 99.9, so I could listen to it while I drove and be like, ah, I wish I could have stayed, but I still got to hear it.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like
it was a fun night.
Yeah. So
those guys are awesome.
How did that all get set up, and how was Mr. Jacob Banks? I heard he even had the fish and chips.
He ate here a couple times.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were.
Well, he's a British fellow, so, you know, it makes sense that he plays a British
pub,
right?
That's right, yeah. That's apparently all we're doing now, having British musicians. No, it was set up through the station. It was a CT thing.
Gotcha.
So they contacted me and said, hey, this guy is looking to possibly come into town.
Yeah.
You know, kind of in between. Would you be interested? You know, so... Or, you know, are you willing to spend the money on that?
Yeah. Well, the place was packed because I walked in and there was a line almost out the door, and Mark had a spot for me at the bar, and I was just, trying to get past everybody. You were seating them as quick as you could.
Yeah.
But yeah, the place was definitely full, and it was nice to see everybody coming out to see some live music, eating some food, drinking some good beer.
And he was really, really good. I expect to see him a lot more, in the future. I think he's still
He could he could be huge in a couple of years and be like, wow, and he played at the Fox. I could have gone
remember
for free.
When exactly. You know?
And
I think we've had that happen in Peoria, and people just don't.
Yeah,
you know, there's been some free concerts, and it's like, man, why isn't there more people there? Like, these guys are awesome.
And usually the big events here, like the Revivalists on St. Patrick's Day, that was a big turnout. I would have been here, but I had to work at the bank, and I again had to listen online or on the radio.
I was there right there with you.
So yeah, you've been bringing in some good live music. You actually just had another band play here Friday night.
Yes.
Moment 44. Yeah. And apparently there's going to be some live music at the Beer Fest.
Yeah. So this coming Saturday for the Beer Fest, it'll actually be inside. Those that don't care about music can stay outside, and those that really enjoy music can come inside. And at 3 o'clock, we got Jade Bird, and she's also from the UK.
Awesome, very, very cool. She's flying out just for the event.
She's coming. She saw it online, and she's like,
"Get together, this is man.
I have to go there. I'm not old enough to drink, but."
Is she old enough to drink in the UK, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The drinking age is 16 there. So
yeah.
She's well into her drinking years there.
Well,
she can't even buy cigarettes in Peoria now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't smoke, so I wouldn't even know about that. I just know there's...
I don't either, but...
Yeah. The industry standard that we're drinking here, this isn't... one that they just recently canned, but they did have their first can run.
Yes.
And that stuff is supposed to be showing up to local area stores.
It's there.
Oh, it's already on the shelf?
Already.
Oh, yeah, by the time this is out.
Well, no, it's already there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
I've seen posts.
I've seen posts.
Posts.
I haven't seen any posts.
No.
Nope.
I know they did two different.
I've been to Broadway. That's the only liquor store I've been to this weekend. They didn't have any.
No.
Otherwise, I would have picked
some
up.
Well,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I guess I should have.
They'll probably get it.
I should go to some other places in the area and see some. Or I could just go across the street and just, you know.
Have one there.
Buy some there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's very cool that Brian and the industry guys are progressing along. And now they're having their beer canned, you know. PBC did the same thing. You can actually still find some out there. I'm not making it up.
Like, for real?
Yes. I have still seen some PBC cans out there.
Oh, yes.
I've don't buy them. Buy the industry stuff. Just saying. If the business closed almost a year ago and there's beer on the shelves, I don't know. That's a hot take, but I'm just being honest.
Which two lines did he do? He did No Call, No Show, and he did
the Kolsch,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he told me
the happy hour?
Kolsch is like the number one beer out there.
Of course.
Yeah.
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 Welcome. It's the Peoria craft beer crowd.
Yeah.
So. It's
a good Kolsch, though.
Yeah. But, like, it's a step in the craft beer scene.
Exactly.
Right. I think that all the breweries are finding that, even distill.
Mm-hmm.
From what I heard, their number one seller, which they're not making anymore, was the Abbey Single. It was the number one seller.
That was retired from the canning line.
Right. And that's what they were selling the most of at the brewery.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's great that there's plenty of people out there that are.
Yeah. People don't walk off the streets and usually order a Imperial Stout.
Right.
You know, like cinnamon and hibiscus.
But you need to have that bridge. Like, I'll go have a beer with my dad, that kind of thing, and he needs to have something like that.
I totally agree.
And I can have something like this.
And if he has a couple of them, then he'll be willing to venture.
Hence why we had the Riggs Kolsch. I always have some type of lager, Pilsner, mm-hmm. or Kolsch. Along with Harp, which I have all the time.
Yeah, that's a constant tap.
I have a permanent rotating entry to craft beer on all the time.
And that's good.
Yeah.
You
and sometimes on a hot day like this, I drink them.
Yeah. But I've got Miller High Life in my fridge. I'm just saying,
I don't have that, but
yeah. If I've drank 4 double IPAs and had a Waldo's in there, I don't.
Well, then I'm going to bed.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I don't need to crack open a really dank meme or a wizard. You know, I'll grab a High Life and just ride it out. And, you know, just write it. And that's what you do.
You mean on the toilet? Ride it out?
Yeah. No, that's PBR. PBR is what tears me up.
Strategize the ABV.
I know I'm going to have a rough day if I drink too many PBRs. Hence why I don't. My system has adjusted to the good stuff, and you put the...
It's okay with the High Life, though.
It is. Oddly enough, you know, it's the champagne of...
The champagne of beers. So, I mean, can't go wrong with that.
Whoever the hell, coined that term, man... It's a marketing genius right there.
It's all subjective. Well, this beer, I think it's one of my favorites at industry. I am a big fan of the No Call No Show as well, and like I said, I love a good Kolsch, but the industry standard solid beer from industry, and highly recommend you check them out. That's on what, Hale? Isn't that
it's on
road?
Hale? Yeah, yeah. We're doing a special collab Firkin with them for VIP.
It makes sense. I mean, they're right up the road and around the corner. Yeah. So
we're doing a coffee IPA.
So cool.
That's what we're going to be doing.
Those always mess with me.
It's VIP only, though.
Okay.
Get your tickets.
I get my ticket.
Now, if they're not already sold out.
I'm not
going
to interrupt the show for me to get online and order a ticket. I can wait a little bit, I hope. I mean,
we don't want your listeners to have to minimize this and pull up.
Listeners, you can hit pause. We're recording a show, so that would just be foolish of me to do. But you can bet that I will be chilling here at the Fox for the Beer Fest. I've got a very busy day because later that night I have a send off party for my cousin, who is actually more of an honorary nephew to me. He enlisted and he's going to basic soon.
Congrats.
So we're doing a send-off party for him that night. So this is going to be my pregame.
Awesome. Well,
so I'm gonna be good by the time I get to Steven's little shindig.
Well, we won't have Miller High Life, so if you drink too
many... They may have some at that place. Okay, that might be my time to switch.
So you can drink all the double IPAs.
I'll just go get a bunch of Stiegel Radlers and, you know, I'll just... slow down with a 3% for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
That's what they're for, right? No? Not a fan of Radlers?
No, they're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
After mowing a lawn, you know, sometimes a Radler is pretty good.
I like some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, what are your thoughts on Radlers?
Not my favorite.
Not your thing? Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I do them occasionally.
Yeah.
Once... every other year or something, I'll have one.
Yeah, okay.
So, when it's, 105 degrees out, and I kind of want a beer, but don't really want a beer.
Yeah. And I don't buy them often. It's much like grape soda for me, or bananas.
Exactly.
I'll have one a year, and that's okay, I'm good until next time. I don't like bananas. I really don't.
Why do you have them at all, then?
Well, because potassium's good for me. I think the banana...
I don't think one banana is going to do anything.
You know what? It's better than nothing, and I can at least say, hey, I tried. I tried again, you know. It's like sours. I didn't like them at first, and I kept going back every so often. I do this yearly banana thing thinking maybe I'll develop the taste. It just doesn't happen. I just have to drink Hefeweizens, and that's where I get my bananas. I don't like banana candy either. Runts and Taffy suck.
I just heard this week of a banana cider.
What?
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
I won't say who it's from because it's not actually been... It hasn't
been announced yet.
Yeah, well, it was a experimental batch.
Gotcha. A banana cider. Yeah. I feel like there's going to be an innuendo in the name. Just banana cider.
I'd do a banana cider. That'd be.
Well, that's like, well,
I mean, I'll try everything.
Yeah, it was like, well, it's banana bread. I mean, that does well.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Yeah.
But it goes back to your rather point. Like, you know, like, you try, just try it. And if you don't like it, maybe it's just that particular beer, that particular style you don't like. But, you know, just keep on trying them. Like, I'm not.
That's why we sell 5-ounce pours.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. So you don't have to have a full pour. You can come to the Fox and have a smaller pour and just try it.
Well, apparently there's a pomegranate shandy from Lion and Kugel's. Not selling well in Pekin. Because you can get a 6-pack for $4 at Broadway Liquors. I saw that yesterday.
Oh.
I still didn't pull the
Maybe
trigger.
Maybe they should transfer that product to Peoria. So
yeah.
Be gone in a second.
I just wasn't in the mood for pomegranate. But I'm in the mood for this industry standard. And we're going to finish this up. We're going to let you guys listen to another song from our band of the week, The Smoking Popes. This is from the Born to Quit album. This is My Lucky Day here on Drunken Lullabies.
That settled it. This is my lucky day. That's what they always say. This is what they mean. I'm looking up into a cloudless gloom. Ever since I met you, it's been my lucky day.
And that was My Lucky Day from The Smoking Popes. We have one more song from them a little bit later. But first, it's going to be My Lucky Day because I get to drink some more beer with my friends. And it's another episode and it's another beer from Triptych. I think I said it last week that we literally seem to feature a new beer from Triptych every fucking week. And here we go again. And this time it is Fly You Fools. It is a 7% IPA. And, you know, it's just that citrus juicy sweetness that we all love. It's currently on draft here at the Fox. And our good buddy Drunkle Andy, big fan of this beer. Triptych, as usual, you nailed it. Keep them coming. That's what Drunkle Andy thinks.
You gotta say it right, though.
Keep them the beer coming. No. Oh. Do you have a really good Gandalf impression?
No, but, I mean, you at least gotta, you know.
You shall not pass.
No, you just gotta go, fly, you fools.
Yeah. You fools. I pity the fool who don't like this beer. Yes, it is a Tolkien reference. There are some birds on the can. I put a bird on it. It's a Portlandia reference. I don't know if you know that one.
From my knowledge, it's basically a wizard variant.
Yeah.
It makes sense that they would call
the same,
it that.
It's the same grain bill, just different hops.
Gotcha. Excellent.
I think it's amazing.
It is delicious. I have drank on my own no less than 3-4 packs of this, and it came out a couple weeks ago. Like, you got some...
Is that
no, that wasn't at Triptych that day. You got Join the Circus, which we had last week.
You need to start working again so that you're not...
So I can get it cheaper?
No.
Somebody saved me a can before it all left.
It's you get some really good friends, Mark.
Thanks. So
that's not true. Mark brings me way more beer than I hook him up
with. Well, I felt bad.
In fact, he brings it in. I don't even drink it.
Yeah. I just asked him. He's like, hey, you drink that beer I brought you 2 weeks ago? Nope, it's still back there. So if we didn't already have a show line up, we probably could have cracked that one open. But
yeah, good crew to drink a growler, though.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the hard part is this time of year, I'm like, I'm so busy. I'm like hardly, I'm either back in my hole or I'm like running around town getting ready for the event. So
the staff
just like, they know to not bother me.
Yeah.
Unless it's really important.
I remember. Always knock first.
Well.
You never know what's going on.
Stuck in the hole.
Typically my door's open. But.
Yeah.
In the hole.
But yeah,
but yes, please not.
You've invited me here several times. Be like, hey, I'm bringing some bombers or whatever to share with Matt at the Fox. You want to come out? And like, I felt bad. It felt like I was making an excuse every time. But it just, I mean, I'm a busy guy, but I'm not like that busy that I don't have time to stop by and have a round or something after work. But legit, every time you would ask me, it was usually on like a Thursday, which is typically a horrible night for me because we've got Cub Scouts and we've got a bunch of other stuff.
That's because he can.
He knows I won't.
That was
show
the only
up.
Time that he knew that I was available.
Oh, okay. Because it's trivia night. Because
I'm here for trivia. So every other time he asked me, I'd be like, yeah, I can do it on Thursday. I know I'll be there then.
He's like, Wyckoff can't make it then.
I can't guarantee anything. Yeah.
So I actually showed up the one day, and you were nice enough to have picked up some Triptych for me earlier in the week, and we drank both of those beers last week. So that was fun, and you know it's always good when you can drink some fresh Triptych on draft for sure. So
I have to say, they're really good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't ever, people will be like, do you need Treehouse stuff? I'm like, I mean, if you want to bring it to me, like, I'm not going to pay to have it shipped here or anything. Do you need whatever?
Yeah.
You know, Focal Banger and Heady Topper. I'm like, of course, like, if you want to bring me beer, I'm not going to say no.
Right.
But there's more and more people that are traveling out there and they're stopping by Triptych to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Bring it there.
I've heard a lot of people. You know, people that live out there doing, you know, beer for beer trade for Triptych stuff.
So. I haven't gone into that deep.
It's too much work.
It is. Yeah. Too much work.
It's too much work for me.
There's been a horror story that some of my friends have been involved in.
I can't even make it to Friar Tuck, so.
Right.
Let alone a box in like bubble wrap. Yeah.
Well, a bunch of my friends and several people that have been on this show, they found this guy who was going to buy these crowlers for them in bulk, and he mailed out, I want to say, like, it was over 20 of them, and the package didn't arrive. And so now this guy is on the hook to buy another however many, but he was bitching because he didn't want to pay for shipping again. And all of my friends were like, well, dude, it's your fault that they didn't get to us. Like, we already paid for shipping the first time, and you probably sent it all in one box when you should have split it up. Because technically, you're not supposed to mail beer.
Right.
State line thing. And that was probably what flagged it.
What a crack of shit.
This
that
huge
is.
Box of beer. So... Yeah, it's just like, I'm so glad I didn't get into the beer trading game. There you go. There's Matt's audible expulsion of gas. He's good for at least one a show. That last one, though, last episode we did here, the two-man show, that's going to be a tough one to top. He was halfway across the room, and the microphone picked it up like he was right next to it. No.
It just turns into like one of those things where like I haven't gone into shipping like anything, but it does. It definitely seems like, you know, it's a never-ending cycle of like if you got a good hookup or you have a good area brewery or something like that, you're always getting pinged and all the rest of it. And like,
right.
What a nightmare! Wouldn't that suck? I mean, doesn't that suck for that person? Like,
well, yeah. I mean, I where does it end? That's the thing. It's like,
right.
You know, when can you like turn it off and be like, okay, this guy, or they're giving me a hard time, or whatever,
they push you too far.
Oh, 100%. You're like, 100%.
All right. And it's like, all right, no, dude, yeah. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
And that guy might turn around and trade it away as soon as
right.
he gets
exactly.
So who knows?
So the beer I buy, I drink. And sometimes I have to share it because it's too much for me to drink on my own. If it's an Imperial barrel-aged stout, I am not drinking a whole bottle on my own usually. I can do that once or twice a year. I got to have the day off. What's that?
I called you it earlier. I'm not going to say it on the radio.
It was a word for a vagina. That's what he called me. Via text.
Hopefully my wife doesn't see that.
Your wife?
She doesn't like
she
that
She checks
word.
Your phone for your messages?
I mean, she's on my phone a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice you guys have an open relationship like that.
I don't have anything to hide. It's just, you know.
Well, how do... Like, but you at least...
Except for here when you got to knock on the door.
Right. But so. You at least said you sent it to me. Because now you're saying you guys share a phone. I have to worry that Courtney's the one calling me that word, which that's just inappropriate.
That would be very unlike my wife. I wouldn't even know that person.
She's very nice. She was very excited to give me a Christmas card in
April.
And I was very excited to receive this Christmas card that I had no idea I was getting. And I took my Christmas gift across the street and bought some Brian Buss beer to take home to the lady of the house. And we enjoyed some industry at
home.
There
you go. Full
so,
circle.
Yeah, it was like, all right, Brian, it was good seeing you. I'm going to go buy some beer that you made thanks to the Rixners, and then I'm going to go home and drink it with Brianna. So it all works out.
It's beer, it's sharing, it's good.
Yeah. It makes the world go round.
It's the circle of life.
Speaking of the circle of life, you guys may not be aware, but that was a fantastic transition. I'm now doing a new podcast with Brianna. Awesome. We drink beer while we're doing it, but it's not a show.
Whoa. Slow down.
What?
Did you just think
while
about
you're
just
doing
said?
It?
Oh, well, doing the show. I like where your mind is, though.
So that one's a little bit, it's like,
yeah,
it's more X-rated than
Yeah. Pause.
That's the post show.
It's,
but our show is called Dishing Disney, and we watch Disney movies and then we do movie reviews, but very,
I can't even listen to what you're saying now. I'm already picturing something else.
this is an excellent.
I'm not a piece of meat, Matt. Go back to your hole. Text me inappropriate words.
I don't like it that way. Give me some hazy.
Well, since we can't talk about it here, I'm just going to drop in a commercial so you guys can understand what I'm talking about. So here is a little bit of Dishing Disney. Hi, this is Dustin.
And Brianna.
We're a couple who love all things Disney. We decided to sit down twice a month to discuss and analyze a variety of Disney films and topics with a grown-up's perspective and an adult sense of humor.
Dishing Disney will give film reviews with the memories of a child filtered through an adult frame of mind. We've noticed some things about our beloved Disney movies that we didn't pick up on as kids, and now we want to talk about them. Plus, we'll do a bonus top 5 episode every month where we make our ultimate lineups regarding the topic of the day.
So wish upon a star, give a little whistle, and be a part of our world as we explore the wonderful world of Disney together. This is Dishing Disney. And that was Dishing Disney. You can check that out. It's on Thursdays. It's yet another podcast I'm doing, as if I don't have enough already. But you guys already kind of know I have a problem with podcasting, apparently. It's like an addiction. And, you know, doing a show with the lady now makes, I'm bringing her into it more. So it's together time, not like the together time you were talking about.
See, now you didn't say it. Like,
I think you were talking about that.
It was like, I'm starting this conversation and then like pausing right after you saying something.
I pause because like, hey, I'm thinking.
You said we drink it while we're doing it.
The show. Yep.
But yeah.
Yeah. So anyways,
so about those banana beers.
So Triptych, they're gonna be here for the beer fest, and they're bringing something special.
They sure are.
Tell us about it.
Man, is it really special?
How special is it, Matt?
So special. So I was there a couple weeks ago now, and we. I helped start, I should say, mm-hmm. a beer that was specifically for this event, and it's called "You Want That Fox Haze,"
like that song.
Yeah,
what the fox says, but
no, it's "You Want That Fox Haze."
Do you have to sing it when you order it?
Sure.
You want that fox haze? Yip, 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 yip,
yip, yip, yip, yip. That'd be awesome.
No, I'm not going to do it now. Yeah. You just got that one. That's it. I want to see Michael Miller.
I mean, it's a music show.
Yeah. It is a music show, but I'm going to leave that to the Smoking Popes a little bit later.
No, so, I mean, it's really cool. I mean, I really appreciate Triptych, you know, being so supportive of, you know, willing to do something with, you know, they've done a couple cool things with some different, you know, other craft.
Yeah.
Craft centric.
Well, you've been a long time supporter of theirs.
For sure. I love what they're doing.
Carrying their beers here on a very consistent basis. So, you know, you're one of the Peoria hubs of getting that fresh.
There's always a Triptych beer on now.
Yeah. So
actually, I don't know what's on next.
You don't?
You got to figure that out this week.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Uh oh. You're down three pours.
I know. Uh-oh.
Fly You Fools, thanks to this show. But, you know, there's still some left. Maybe by the time this airs, there isn't, though. And that beer that
there will
we
not
have
be,
no idea what it
by
is.
By the time this airs, there will not be.
You can come drink it on Tuesday when we open. So, all right. Well, I'm looking forward to trying some of that Fox Haze. And you can try some of it. Just make sure you come to the North Peoria Craft Beer Fest here at the Fox Pub. We have one more song from our band of the week. We're wrapping it up with the Smoking Popes from Destination Failure. I believe they recently did a tour where they played this entire album front to back for, I think it was like a 20-year anniversary. So this is I Know You Love Me from the Smoking Popes here on Drunken Lullabies.
No!
All right, and that was I Know You Love Me from the album Destination Failure from the Smoking Popes. Again, they don't have like a new album, so I was able to cherry pick some of my favorites from their entire catalog, which I was more than happy to do. And I'm also more than happy, again, to mention you need to go May 31st, Midwest Punk Fest at Night Shop in Bloomington. Tickets are available. It's a four-day fest. You can get a full pass for a little over $50. Or if you're like, money's tight, I want to see the Smoking Popes, I want to see Red City Radio on Thursday night, that'll, you know, set you back about 22 or so. Go. It's going to be a great time, great music, and I hear Night Shop, they've got a pretty good variety of craft beers as well. So check it out. They've got a lot of live music there as well on a regular basis. So it's that time. I Know You Love Me, and I know that Distill loves me because they sponsor this show. It's time for the Distill Sponsor Spotlight.
Hip hop, hip hop. My voice is like a monster. And now a word from my sponsor.
All right, the Distill Sponsor Spotlight this week is a 12.5% Russian Imperial Stout 2016 Dos Vidania. Matt was very gracious and pulled this out of the fridge. He told me he had it. I wasn't sure we were going to drink it because originally there was just going to be two of us. And that just, it sounds like a good time, but not a good way to end a podcast. So when Mark got added, I'm like, we can split that between the three of us and it'll be a lot easier. So like a Russian Mastroika or nesting doll, the secret of Dos Vidania Russian Imperial Stout lies locked deep within her mysterious and elaborate wooden layers. The hidden soul of this oak bourbon barrel-aged beer that we said Dos Vidania, which means goodbye, to several months before revealing, is its rich flavors like dark chocolate, toffee, black cherries, and coffee, along with robust and roasty maltiness that finishes dry. Rich, smooth, boozy, chocolate, and sweet are the flavor profiles you're looking for.
Huh.
Mark, you all right there?
Yeah, I'm good. Good.
So my buddy Brian Ballard.
Yeah, I know him. We do a show called Craft Beer Digest together.
Oh, really? Yeah. You know him too?
Okay. I know him.
So that was an interesting description. He told me it means two Vidanias.
That's what I've made that joke before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. Because Privet,
he likes that joke.
It's the base beer. So I call that Un Vidania because it's not barrel aged. So it's just Un Vidania.
No, one Vidania.
Yeah, one Vidania. Ah. And then
have we looked up what a Vidania is, though?
I'm going to go to Urban Dictionary here shortly. I think it's probably a slang term for what you called me earlier.
It's probably for that other show you're doing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So yeah, this is the dose. This is the beer that they have their big party every year, and they have the special variants, which we have drank some on the show. We had the vanilla the last time, I think, was the one that we featured, and they have the rye that everybody loves. I usually just prefer the regular dose.
I kind of do, too.
Yeah.
I had the coconut at the
event. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
My favorite was the cinnamon.
Because you got to go this year, didn't you?
Yeah, I went this year.
Yeah,
it was some type of chili. It was a cinnamon and chili
ancho.
It might have been that ancho chili.
Yeah,
I think it was a cinnamon ancho chili Privet or the Un Vidania.
Yes, Un Vidania.
I haven't been. How was that event? Good.
It's the first year they've done it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in that capacity.
At the new brewery. Yeah. Before, it was usually like, it was kind of like a parking lot party, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And now they've got this huge
complex
space that, they can host an actual party in. Because
it was during crappy weather.
Yeah.
So it was inside, like it's back in the brewing area. You walk around, everything's set up back there. So.
And then there was a special
tastings in like the barrel room and stuff? No.
Like the special tastings were all part of like the actual Dos Fedonia release ticket.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And so they had tables set up throughout the brewery.
I see. Cool.
So yeah, actually my favorite beer that I had there that day. Well, that the one I just said was good, but they had the Grape Metallurgy.
Oh,
which never got kegged.
The distilled purple drink.
Is that what like a kid called that, it?
That's or? What I called it. Because, oh. You know, it's grape. So purple drink.
Oh. Purple drink. Purple drink.
Some of that purple drink. Yeah. We have but yet that was to feature delicious. That. We've had the pear and the it, apple on the show, but
does,
I have
does
not
the
had the grape
Does the grape
yet.
Even exist? Like,
it does. I've seen it at Friar Tuck. I've seen it at Friar Tuck.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I still need to...
It's a sour, but...
Yeah.
Get it now. We could have done that for the sponsors. I still got one of the original Metallurgies that came out that I think all the bottles...
Yeah, I bought one of those once. Yeah. It wasn't... It tasted much better when I had it on draft here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was back when my buddy Mike Guyman was behind the bar. And I messaged him. I'm like, dude...
what did he...
Well, no, because like...
He wrote that on the board.
I bought a bottle... No, Distill gave me a bottle for sponsor, and I brought it home and opened it, and I was just like, I messaged Mike, I'm like, I don't think I was that drunk, but like, I just drank this in bottle, and on draft, it is so much better, yeah. And then I found out there was a problem, and they were recalling all those bottles, I just got one before they went out or whatever.
Do you remember when he wrote the name of the beer on the board, though?
When he Mike? Did?
Yeah.
What did he write?
I don't remember what it was. It was something crazy, like
because he was gone before I started working.
It was like
here.
Metallurgy or something. Metallurgy.
I miss Mike. I'm glad he still he comes up here from time to time.
He's very talented, but
yeah,
not in writing.
He just likes to play with fire and drink craft beer. So
they go hand in hand with each other. So.
They do, and. Distill has their own event coming up June 2nd. I wanted to mention it. It is the Field Day Beer Fest. Distill is excited to announce our first ever beer festival, and it is going to feature something called the Cellarman's Games. And it says, join us as we celebrate the return of summer with outdoor fun reminiscent of your favorite elementary school tradition, Field Day. It's going to feature beer samples from several Midwest craft breweries, live tunes, outdoor games... and a Field Day inspired menu. So basically the breweries that are attending are going to be participating in these Cellarman's games. And it says this battle for supremacy will feature an obstacle course that will require brains, brawn, luck, and liquid. Each brewery will compete against one other brewery. The top times overall go to the finals, where we have a very special event waiting to determine the winner. That alone has me intrigued that I want to go just to see these brewers go head to head in like survivor style challenges.
They need to put like the
double dare.
They need to put the time list of like stuff going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so I'm sure they won't because everybody want to be there at the end.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So
oh yeah, it sounds awesome.
You can get tickets online. All your favorite Illinois breweries are going to be there. It's yeah, just don't sleep on it. Get your tickets now, but make sure you get your ticket to the North Peoria Craft Beer Festival first because that's happening sooner.
Right. So
prioritize. You have another practice. Pay period before the Distill event. So get your ticket for Fox, then next pay period.
Get your VIP.
Yes, get your VIP.
Because if you don't,
very important Peoria.
If you don't, then just show up and you're good to go.
That sounds like a plan. And, you know, this is one of my top 10 beer festivals that I like to go to every year. But apparently the Fox is also a top 10 pub in Illinois. What's this I hear?
I don't know.
I read something on the internet.
At the interwebs, yeah. I saw that, and I did post it, you know. So, I have to say, like, somebody asked me, they're like, well, how much do you have to pay for that? I'm like, why does it always have to be that way?
Yeah.
Why does everything have to be paid for? I paid nothing for that. I knew nothing about it. I got a Facebook message that said, congratulations, you've made our top 10 list. you know, of, you know, best pubs in Illinois. Yeah. So,
and did that make you feel good?
Thank you to them. We appreciate that.
Yeah.
Of course it makes me feel good. I'm very proud of my business. And, you know, I mean, it's hard to believe we've been here almost 9 years.
Yeah. It's, I can only imagine what you're going to do for the 10-year celebration.
It's going to
be the sixth annual North Peoria Craft Beer Festival.
So we've never celebrated an anniversary ever. Or at least
this is going to be the one to do
at least properly. Mm-hmm. So next year's, I promise you that we will, everybody that will do something.
You should make it its own event, like make your 10th
sure.
anniversary. Do your yes. festivals, but do your own.
Oh, I'll do the festivals. So we're November. So, I mean, technically,
it's going to be a little chilly.
Needs to be November. So it'll be, it needs to be an inside thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, it doesn't need to be a huge tinted beer festival or whatever, but.
So I want to let you know.
Anyways,
that I would
like to acknowledge it myself, and hopefully all of our friends that, you know, have like been a part of it along the way will come out and.
If
we're still here.
Yeah, you will be
for year 10. So.
Yeah, when I ran co-op, we had anniversary celebrations for like our 15 year, and I threw a free party in the parking lot and had a bunch of live bands play for free. We had a Kiss cover band. With full makeup and costumes, and it was a good time, and everybody had fun. But I do want to let you know the 10th anniversary is traditionally celebrated with gifts of tin or aluminum. So I will bring some Miller High Life cans for you, and we'll celebrate your 10th anniversary appropriately.
Man, I can't wait for that. That is really something to look forward to. Especially like a year and a half out.
Right. Well, you know, it's never too early to promote is my motto. So
he's selling them right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now.
I bought four at Casey's the other night. I drank one. So the other three are going to age for about a year and a half. It'll be nice and tinny.
It'll be nice and functified. Yeah. Well, that's sure nice of you. I appreciate that.
No, you know, it's the least I can do for sharing this dose with me. So, Mark, you're a big fan of music, and you actually went to a pretty cool concert last time I talked to you. You saw Jack White down in St. Louis, right?
Yes. I was fortunate enough to go see him down in St. Louis. It was good.
Now, he's got a rule at his shows.
Yeah. So you can't bring your cell phone in, like, into the venue, or if you do bring it in, you have to have it in like a special pouch and like a thing that
and they give
locks.
It to you, right?
Yeah, they give it to you.
They correct. Did the same thing when I went to Paisley Park in Minneapolis, Prince's.
Now what's
studio.
That for? Why?
It's to prevent you from being on your phone taking pictures. They want you in the moment enjoying yourself and not glued to a device, holding it up, obscuring people's view, going live on Snapchat.
I mean,
something.
I think that's really cool, but wow.
Tool does the same thing.
So Tool's an awesome concert, too.
Yeah.
It was definitely freeing, actually. Like, I was in the moment, that kind of thing. I was like, how am I going to feel with
I'm
this
just,
and all the rest of it?
I have kids, so I'm paranoid. Like, I'm going to shut off for 2 hours. I hope nothing goes wrong at home.
So you can go to certain locations and it will open up. So if you had
it
out, like you felt something was going on,
yeah.
You can go out and actually it'll pop open.
So you have to like feel
the vibrations, Marky Mark.
Yeah.
You got to feel like my son's choking right now.
Yeah.
No. I mean, like your phone is still on. It's just in a sealed like pouch, that kind of thing. So like if you need to go out, you can go out there.
I actually love that. Like, because my wife is definitely like, we go to concerts and everywhere, and she's like on her phone and taking pictures. And
yeah.
Like, can't we just like live in the moment? Like,
I will.
I think that all the time.
I will admit, I take a couple pictures during the first song. I take some pictures on the first song. I try to, you know, get some close ups depending upon where I'm standing. And then it's like, okay, I put it away from there. Unless it's like, there's a certain song that I've been waiting to hear. And if I'm at the show by myself and I want, you know, like, oh, Brianna would like to see this, I'll record that. But usually I'm in a balcony and I'm not blocking anybody. I'm like posted up on the side because I'm old.
Don't you feel like I always think this like even when I took, we went to Bush a couple weeks ago.
Oh yeah, over at Monarch.
Yeah, and you know, I think I was like, I would have just like not done anything.
Yeah.
And my wife's phone was dying. She's like, you know, record this song or you know, take a picture. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's cool. And then I'm looking back through it, and I'm just like, what do I have this for? Nobody gives a shit.
Mm.
You know, it's like I can post it online, and guess what? People are going to look at it and be like, who cares?
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't there. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, oh, thank you, Dick. I'm glad that you got to go because we didn't. You
know? Yeah. Was that show pretty good?
It was unbelievably good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was shocked.
I'm really only a fan of like the debut album. 16 Stone, and then like,
but I mean,
was it Razorblade Suitcase was after that. I bought it, didn't grab me like the other album.
Wasn't the second, wasn't Machine Head on the second?
Machine Head.
Second album.
No.
Machine Head's on the
Machine
first
Head
album.
Was on it? The first, yeah.
That has like all the big, everything Swallow. Calm Down. Swallow. Greedy Fly.
Swallow was on the second album.
Yeah, Razorblade Suitcase.
But that song was awesome.
Something on the second one that was
yeah, good. And then like the third one, like nobody knew about, but there's actually
Science of Things,
which was awesome.
Yeah, it's like a green album cover.
Right.
I ran a record store, so I just remember seeing it in the used
section. So we left, and I was like, I'm like, man, he's still rocking it. Like, he's got to be, like, in his late 40s for sure now.
The former Mr. Stefani.
He's 53 years old.
Yes.
He's 53 years old.
No, he still looks good for his age. He's still...
Unbelievable.
Still, like you said, rocking
out,
doing
his thing.
Not into
dudes, but, like, it's kind of into
But if I was, you know, Gavin would be okay.
That's why we went, because my wife is obsessed with him, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. But... You know, it was good. I liked Bush.
Did,
I mean, it's like throwback for me. So
yet to be at a Monarch show yet. I was very familiar with Limelight.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about what they've done? Is there a big difference?
Well, obviously the setup of the venue is the same.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not much you're going to be able to do with that.
Obviously, but I mean, it's still general admission, standing room, mm-hmm. and the bar is where the bar is, and they have the mobile bars, but... they completely updated all the sound. And I mean, it sounded really, really good.
That's good.
I thought Limelight sounded good too, but
Limelight was hit and miss. It's weird. Like some shows sounded great. Mm. And then others you would be like, what is wrong with the mix? Yeah. And I just got used to standing by the soundboard because if it's going to sound good anywhere, that's where it's going to sound the best.
Yep.
So I just automatically started standing there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just in case.
And we were kind of all over the place, and I mean, it sounded good everywhere. So
because I love the castle, and it's those guys that bought the venue, and they're in charge of it.
Yeah.
And hopefully down the road, I was talking to Jason from the castle, former guest of Drunken Lullabies, and we're hopefully going to do a Monarch episode down the road. Just got to get some details worked out.
No, they're doing great things there. Like, yeah. I mean,
we're
just
hoping to get some bands involved in the show.
I mean, Castle's been pulling in some great stuff too.
So well, just both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I said, how do you even decide which one
mm-hmm.
you have it at?
Yeah.
You know, so.
And that's the thing.
I'm glad they had Bush here because.
Yeah. The bands that I interview on the show, 9 times out of 10, I'm at the castle. I'm upstairs at the castle interviewing these bands because they're the ones bringing in, you know, the type of band that I feature on this show.
Yeah, I was just at J. Roddy last week.
Oh, yeah. I was bummed I missed that one.
That
guy puts on a show.
Is an amazing show.
Like J. Roddy Walston in the business.
Yes. He put on a hell of a show. It was
How was the crowd for that?
They basically sold enough tickets that they were like, okay, we're going to put everybody on the floor. So everybody was on the floor, which I think it was right. I think like, I'd rather have that
than people spread out in the balcony.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah. But he put on a great show, like absolutely great. If you ever get a chance, go see him.
I saw
100%. Like he's an entertainer.
I mean, he's played Lollapalooza in festivals mm-hmm. like that, and puts on a hell of a.
But
show.
I always say that about. This market, like it's crazy to me, like what it doesn't. Well, I mean, I should say what it supports and then what it doesn't support.
Yeah.
You know, like I used to go to concerts, and the concerts I went to were always down at the Civic Center.
Okay. See, I was a Madison guy.
The only thing that plays at the Civic Center now is country music.
Mm-hmm. Or occasionally arena metal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Sir Elton John will be coming back next year.
I mean, that
I'm going to have to go to that one.
If that doesn't sell out, it's like, what's wrong with Peoria?
Right. Decemberists played the theater. And that was cool. That was a show.
But what was the crowd there?
It was not what it should be because they marked tickets down days before the show, and I almost got one.
Did they actually mark them? Because they gave away a lot, too.
They didn't give me one. I would have gone if they did.
It was pretty pricey as far as the price.
And that was part of my problem, was there was a lot of stuff in that time frame, and it was like, I like the Decemberists, but I don't know if I $60 to $75 like them. Mm-hmm. I $20 to $30 like them.
Right.
And that's how a lot of people are in this area. So
they're one of the biggest bands in the country right now, like for that genre of music.
Right, totally.
But I don't know that the draw is there.
No.
Like just because like the billboards show that they're big. I don't know that
they would have done better, I think, in Bloomington with the college.
Maybe. I mean, he's talking about being the castle for Jay Roddy.
That's true.
You know, you don't ever know.
But he was an entertainer. Like, I've listened to Jay Roddy and his albums, that kind of thing. And, like,
seeing him live is totally different.
And he's one of those musicians where if you see him live, completely different than I want to say his albums are. And now I'd be producing whatever. Like, I'm not into the music industry or anything like that. But like the show that he presents is absolutely amazing. Like, and I was telling people around there, like, I went on this because other people were going. And I was like, oh yeah, you should definitely go see this person. You know, go see this band. And it was amazing.
Did you go to Magic Giant?
I did not.
No. I missed it too.
I did too. I
actually wanted to go, but
my cousin was there. He was sending me Snapchats. I'm like, oh, you? I know where you are. And
I'm sorry. I didn't go to Magic Giant. I'm sorry. I didn't go to Magic Giant.
It was pretty busy. You don't remember?
You still remember?
It was a fun Saturday night.
I did go to Magic Giant. I forgot that we were talking about Castle, and I didn't know if they played there before, that kind of thing.
So. No. Okay, this last Saturday.
No, I was there.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. It was great weather. It was good.
That definitely worked out.
But again, like, how's the crowd? Considering it's free.
I heard it was crowded.
It was crowded.
It literally was a crowd.
Compared to like other shows at that same venue.
Oh, I don't know. It was one of the busier like shows that I've seen there.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
It should be.
I agree.
Opening like weekend and you know, a decent band coming in. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's good to hear.
And they've been in this area before, haven't they?
No, I'm not familiar with that at all.
No. Okay.
Not familiar with that.
I was thinking they had come through before. Must be thinking a different band.
You see, I thought you were referencing a castle, like they were going.
No, sorry.
I was like, never been there for that. But yes, definitely this weekend. Yep.
Well, we're talking live music, and like we said, you want to hear some good live music.
Our beers are getting low.
They are. It's that time of the show. We're winding down, and you know, the live music at the Craft Beer Festival will be fun. You said, you know, that all the way from the UK, you're sparing no expense, bringing in top tier talent yet again. So keeping it traditional UK music at the pub.
UK music, Illinois beers.
Exactly. All Illinois. So. 1818 is the bicentennial. I learned that in grade school.
And that's a beer.
Yes, it is by hand.
We should have drank that one.
We've drank it, I think, at least three times on the show.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
We drank it on the Hand of Fate episode.
I did with Mike and Brandon. No, I did a thing at the Chillicothe Library too. Did you see that?
I saw that. And we mentioned Brian from White Oak. He has done that.
He started it off.
So. Yeah. And then he came to the Fox, and we drank some Button No Button, and then
that's right.
Craft Beer Digest was born, I think, out of a conversation that night. So
I'm glad I can bring everybody together.
Right.
That's what I do.
No. Yeah. So 1818, Illinois became a state. We're celebrating all year long. And most importantly, celebrate here at the Fox. All Illinois beers. That's going to be a fun time.
Illinois Craft Beer Week.
Yeah.
What's the date again?
May 19th.
Mark it on your calendar. What else you got going
VIPs on? VIPs at noon. 1 p.m.
Get there at noon.
General admission. Come in.
So how does that work? So VIP starts at
noon.
Noon. It's and then nooner. When is general admission?
1 p.m.
1 p.m. Okay.
See, you get an extra hour for being VIP. That's 60 minutes.
And extra beers and food and a t-shirt and a glass. And
you can get a lot of shit done in an hour.
Yes.
I'll let you know. At a beer fest, you can get a lot of done. All right. Well, Matt, I would like to thank you for hosting us here today at the Fox. You guys aren't even open. We've had no less than 4 people try to open the front door while we're recording. They just want to watch us record, which is really weird. Mark, thank you for tagging in for Courtney today and drinking her share of the beer.
I'm glad to be a part of this. It was good.
I'm positive that he did more than her fair share.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm positive.
I've seen Courtney drink. She is not necessarily.
I must have not been there. So
I think it was at the last beer fest after hours.
Oh well,
yeah. She was feeling.
She loves
bad.
Karaoke too. So. Anybody listening that knows Courtney or doesn't know her, never sees her, make sure that you karaoke her.
Yeah,
you should.
She loves it.
After the fest, you should do like karaoke.
I heard there was an amazing karaoke session after VIP or not VIP after the Friday night.
The JC's
Peoria JC's beer fest.
It was unreal. Yeah. I think a few people from our from your sponsor might have been there too. So.
Oh, that would have been awesome. Those could have been some great Facebook videos for publicity. But I was unfortunately in Galesburg seeing Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes do a podcast.
Oh, that's too bad.
It was a good time. I mean, I have no regrets, but yeah, it would have been nice to do both because I love Friday nights at the JC's Beer Fest.
Yeah, it's
the
best.
That's my usual night.
It's the best
I get
night.
To watch you guys, you know, serve food and say hi to you and... chill out with all my
get stupid
friends.
Afterwards.
Yeah, get stupid and apparently sing karaoke. Maybe next year. All right. Well, that's going to do it here for us this week. Like I said, buy your tickets online, be a VIP, hang out with us in the tent. It's going to be a great time. Thanks again to the Smoking Popes for being our band of the week. And again, buy your tickets for that. You'll see me in the crowd at the end of the month, rocking out to some of those songs that you heard on this episode. So, this is The Voice saying, until next time, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you in a week.
If you are looking for more beer podcasts just like the one you're listening to right now, then head on over to hoppedupnetwork.com. We are a podcast network focused on our local craft beer communities. Here's a quick example of one of the many podcasts you will find.
Hi, I'm Katie.
And I'm Kathy.
And we are Women Drinking Beer. We drink beer, review them, and tell you about them so you can approach a beer list with confidence.
As part of the Hopped Up Network, we cover the Twin Cities beer scene along with other favorites, as well as interviews with women in the beer industry. We upload weekly to iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts.
We can be found drinking beer daily on social media via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search Women Drinking Beer and look for the kiss mark on the bottle cap.
So if you enjoy beer or nerdy gals, or both, we encourage you to taste along with us and come have a beer with us.
Come have a beer with us.